Bonjour à tous et à toutes. Cette semaine, nous atteignons le 7e épisode du podcast. Forcément, c'est pour moi un épisode plutôt spécial. D'ailleurs, il va durer un peu plus de 30 minutes. Sur Twitter comme ailleurs, je parle assez peu de moi. Alors aujourd'hui, je vais m'ouvrir un peu à toi. Pas beaucoup, bien sûr, et pas de grand-chose. Mais je vais t'offrir des morceaux. Des morceaux qui m'ont forgé moi, qui m'ont mené là où je suis. Tu ne sauras pas tout, bien sûr, car il faudrait bien plus de 30 minutes pour une liste exhaustive. Mais tu en sauras déjà un peu plus. Et puis tu as de la chance, ce ne sont que des bons morceaux. Tu vas sentir une mélancolie planer, voir la beauté émerger, admirer la froideur de l'électronique transformée en émotion par des doigts fébriles mais experts, expérimenter le rythme tout-puissant, désirer t'époumoner avant de mourir dans un mythique solo de guitare, te rappeler au vrai romantisme, te perdre dans une boucle infinie, pleurer rien que pour une transition, et puis renaître, renaître en étant transcendé. Bienvenue chez moi. Et attention à la harpe. Hit by
ideas or nightmares to white parents whose worst fear is a child with dyed hair and who likes earrings. Like whatever they say has no bearing. It's so scary in a house that allows no swearing to see him walking around with his headphones blaring, alone in his own zone, cold and he don't care. He's a problem child. And what bothers him all comes out when he talks about his fucking dad walking out. Cause he hates him so bad that he blocks him out. If he ever saw him again, he'd probably knock him out. His thoughts are whacked, he's mad, so he's talking back. Talking black, brainwashed from rock and rap. He sags his pants through rags and a stocking cap. His stepfather hit him, so he socked him back and broke his nose. His house is a broken home, there's no control. He just lets his emotions go. The killers, a sinner's mind is a sanctum. Holy or unholy, only have one homie. Only this gun, lonely, cause don't anyone know me. Yet everybody just feels like they can relate. I guess words are a motherfucker. They can be great, or they can be great. Or even worse, they can teach hate. It's like these kids hang on every single statement we make. Like they worship us, plus all the stores ship us platinum. Now how the fuck did this metamorphosis happen? From standing on corners and porches just rapping to having a fortune, no more kissing ass. But then these critics crucify you, journalists try to burn you, fans turn on you, attorneys all gonna turn at you to get their hands on every dime you have. They want you to lose your mind every time you mad, so they can try to make you out to look like a loose cannon. Any dispute won't hesitate to produce handguns. That's why these prosecutors wanna convict me, strictly just to get me off of these streets quickly. But all they kids be listening to me religiously, so I'm signing CDs while police fingerprint me. They're for the judge's daughter, but his grudge is against me. If I'm such a fucking menace, this shit doesn't make sense, B. It's all political. If my music is literal and I'm a criminal, how the fuck can I raise a little girl? I couldn't, I wouldn't be fit to. You're full of shit too, Guerrera. That was a fist that hit you.
Kiss you now again and again till I don't know. slept in the sun the other day. I thought I was fine. Everything seemed perfect till I had you on my mind. I tried to love you. I did all that I could. I wish that the bad now would finally turn into good. If I could kiss you now, oh, I'd kiss you now again and again, till I don't know where I began and where you end. If I could kiss you now, thank you.
above sled, minus the teamwork and the televised support.
J'espère que ce voyage t'a plu. À mardi prochain, et d'ici là, n'oublie pas d'écouter toujours plus de bons morceaux.